No, it's too far north. It doesn't, I have a brother in Louisiana, though, and they have some beautiful creek myrtle there.
Yes, and they have some, and Madison County adjoining Henderson County. Now, they have adopted it as their creed, you know.
I see.
Of the county tree. And I wish that we would adopt it here, but I don't know. The mayor of the town, I guess he'd be the one, but I don't, it's doubtful he'd be interested in that. I don't know people. I thought, well, I'll just wait. Maybe somebody has some influence will think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
excuse me, go ahead.
And they've always been creek myrtle in the, not only the well-to-do people, the people that had the mansions on their home ground, but there's been, I'd say, anywhere from one to maybe several creek myrtle bushes, shrubs, in their yard.
Mm-hmm.
And I get these out here. The neighbor lives across the road. His wife gave me a bush for a start. Well, then after she passed away, there were several sprouts in the yard. And different people had asked for them. He gave us some of them. I set them. Then I bought two of the red ones from my nursery. And they were the most beautiful thing this year. I said, I may be a pauper, but I feel like a millionaire almost with my Craig Myrtle. I said, you don't have to have, I know it takes a lot of money to get all of us by, but I said, I want people to remember that there's something else that can give you happiness. I know money buys pleasure, and some things it'll make you happy, but I think there's some things we still can do ourselves and don't have to be out so much.
I have my camera with me, and I'd like to take a picture of your Craig Myrtles before I leave.
Well, they're not attractive now. I can show you a picture my daughter made, but that was after they began to shed. She intended to come and make a picture sooner, but she's a sheriff's wife and she's busy all the time. She has to keep books, take phone calls, and make phone calls, working out at the courthouse and home, and sitting at the prisoner's thing. So she's slightly busy.
I can see. Uh-huh.
She comes to see about me, though. She hasn't thrown me down at all. Well, I can't find it. Surely I need to get some bread. Just have to see if he's out front and show you. And they had begun to shed, and she didn't get all of them were pink, but one. The two red. And she just got the picture of the pink ones.
Oh, yes.
Now, that doesn't do them any more justice. Now, they had the rainbow shattered them some, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they had such a wonderful crop of blooms.
Yes, that's really a very full crop.
There's my youngest granddaughter, 8 years old. You always have this grandparent, you know, to see there.
Great, lovely child. She's got a wonderful smile, doesn't she?
Yes, she's beautiful. She isn't as sweet as the little boy, though. He's the sweetest thing I ever saw.
I see.
You have to let grandparents be proud of their grandchildren.
Well, certainly.
Right here, I'd like to just tell about